It's the Skinny and Hooly Show.
Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooly Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and coming across the street right now is my old buddy Skinny Sheehan. You're listening to the Skinny and Hooly Show, brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Excuse me, our old pal Bob Flood, we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're out here on the patio at Lizzie McNeil's, and it's just about to rain. Maybe. We got umbrellas out. We Skinny's here with a big umbrella. We got a lot of people here. We got Cyril Regan here. We got Max Dunn. We got Rachel Gribben here. And the show must go on, he said. So I want to welcome you all our listeners. Oh, we got the beautiful Julia Jameson here tonight, too. So let's get right to it. Max and Rachel, welcome back to the show. So glad to have you guys back.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. I understand you've had the session on Thursday nights at the Galway Arms since last April.
Yes.
Very good. And then for the next 3 weeks, Max is going to be with you running the sessions. Is that the deal?
Yeah. Rachel does a really good job bringing in different musicians every week. So unfortunately, she's stuck with me for three in a row. But it's really nice. It's never the same session twice.
And it's on Clark Street.
Yeah, it's at Galway Arms.
What a great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry Gagan.
Owns the joint. He loves having music
They have the greatest sessions. I've been there many times. Okay, so
you've been thrown out of there many times.
Yes, I have. Like Terry Gagan.
Now let me, Max. You said you're coaching at Brother Rice.
Yeah, football. Yes.
Hooly and I were talking earlier. We went to Carmel. Is Brother Rice going to be co-ed next year? That's what
Ooh.
We heard.
Just to hear it. I don't think that's accurate. No.
Oh, he thought you were serious.
No, I heard they're going to be co-ed. They're finally
going to. There's a lot of schools going co-ed right now.
I told this
St. Lawrence and all that. So
yeah, but I told this to. Badke. I said, I heard Brother Rice going. He goes, what do you mean? I said, they're finally going to let boys in. Is Ooh. That true? It's a Carmel joke.
Yeah, we only take men, you're right.
Oh, very good.
What did he say?
We only take men.
Very good.
Yeah. Let's get to the music. Here, let me. Okay, you're covered. Okay. We're holding the umbrellas over our musicians. Skinny, why don't you go over there and hold that umbrella over?
It stopped raining about 3 minutes ago, just so you know.
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, come on down here on every Wednesday night. We're here at Lizzie McNeil's. You will love it.
It's great it's a place. Look at
night.
This.
We got a great crowd here, in spite of the weather. You know
They've
what?
It's come down for the Skinny and Hooly Show, Hooly. Yeah. It's packed down
Absolutely.
Here tonight.
Yeah. Okay, we got Max Dunn and Rachel Gribben. Max on the Illin pipes, Rachel on the fiddle.
And what are we going to do? What's the tune?
First tune is a march we got from a piper named Leonard Berry. And the second tune is a very old jig called the Helvic Head.
All right, great.
There we go.
Here we go.
Rachel Gribben and Max Dunn.
Thank you.
hear it. All right. Max and Rachel, nice job. Great job.
All right, Rachel, now I got to ask you this. How did you get into the Irish fiddle? I mean, folks were on the radio, but she looks like Angela Davis. Remember the beautiful revolutionary Angela
but,
Davis?
Rachel, you were born in Chicago, right?
I was. I was born in Chicago, lived here for a couple of years, and I grew up in Ohio. And my dad was a huge fan of trad music, so we had it playing around the house when I was a kid.
That's terrific. Was he a musician?
He played trombone like in college, okay. But not when I was growing up. He wasn't playing music.
Yeah.
And I played classical music, and one day decided, hey, you should play fiddle.
That is great. Well,
you're good at it.
You're very good at it.
Are your folks still alive?
Yes.
They got to be very proud of you. Yeah.
Do they live here? They come to most of the sessions.
Oh, do they really? Yeah. That's terrific. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, very good.
And Max is a teacher. He teaches music at Brother Rice as well as coaching football.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you go to Portugal or any place this summer? Or you usually go out on tour?
Yeah. This summer I went with Trinity Dance Company to Quebec, Canada.
Did you really?
Yeah. I spent a couple weeks there playing at a festival.
It was cool.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it was the festival in Quebec?
It was in a town called Drummondville, which is just west of Quebec City. And I speak zero French, so it was a challenge. It was fun, though, yeah.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
And were you there? How long were you there? A couple weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Fiddler Ian King was up
there. Oh, sure, Ian. Yeah. He's terrific. Yeah.
And Paul Marshall, the drummer from Belfast. And then, you know, the dancers are just fantastic. So played a lot of good shows and just wonderful people, great experience.
Now, have you been to Ireland?
I've been there a couple times, just for pleasure with the family.
How about you, Rachel?
I actually lived there for a year.
Did you really?
I was an au pair. Yeah.
Oh, great. Were you in Dublin?
I was in Carlow for a bit, actually, with Kevin Burke's extended family.
Oh, wow.
And then I was in Dublin for the majority of the time.
Who's Kevin Burke? Would I know why?
He's a famous fiddler.
Oh, is he?
So I was dating his niece.
And so you were also learning, kind of. Yeah, that's great.
Traveled all over the place and played at festivals. And stuff.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a blast. I didn't want to leave.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Go back every year.
We're going October 19th, the Skinny and Hooli Show. We all got almost 50 people going with us. It's going to be crazy. We go every year.
We go every year. We get with a bunch of our listeners. It's actually really good. We have a great time.
Preview of heaven.
But you can't even explain to people how the people are. The people are just. They're wonderful.
That's what it's all about.
You stop and you ask someone, you know where this bar is or something, and 25 minutes later, you're laughing and he's telling you stories and you connect it with somebody in Chicago or something.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to going back. How about another tune?
Yeah.
If anybody wants to hear these guys Wednesday night, or Thursday nights, of the Galway Arms for the next 3 weeks, Rachel and Max will be playing together. And whoever else shows up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Rachel actually has another talent. She's a very good singer.
So
I was thinking we could maybe get her to sing.
That would be terrific.
Rachel, that would be great.
Yeah. See, you've never sung on the show before.
I haven't, no.
No, that's great. Okay. What do you feel like doing?
I'm going to sing a song called The Lovely Sweet Banks of the Moy, and I learned it from my favorite singer, Vincent Doherty. Last time I was in Dublin, he had me over to his house for some songs and some tea and taught me the song.
Terrific.
Very good.
One day as I went on my rambles between Swinford and Sweet Ballylee, I met a fair maid on my rambles. Her name it was Mary McGee. She sighed for the love of her country, and Michael Davitt, her true Irish boy, who is now in a prison in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. I boldly approach this fair maiden, saying, what is the cause of your woe? And what is the cause of your misery that has forced you to leave your own home? She said it's the cause of old Ireland and Michael Davitt, her true Irish boy, is now in a prison in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. Don't speak now of cruel 67. They had brave men and true men, you know. We had young Pater Carney, God rest him, who fell in Killarney below. He was drilled by my darling Mike Davids on the valleys and plains near Fermoy. And that's why he's in prison in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. And so to conclude and to finish, I hope that the day will soon come that the cruel landlords and bailiffs from the Isle of St. Patrick run will unfold every green and gold banner and will raise them for Ireland on high, and we'll welcome our brave Michael Davids to the lovely sweet banks of the Moy.
That was wonderful. All right. Right.
Thank you.
Very good.
That was terrific.
Terrific.
Really special.
Thank you.
Very, very
Chicago's
good.
Chicago's lucky to have you. You know that? We really are.
Yeah, Rachel, very
thank
good.
Oh,
that's kind of hard to do with all the noise
yeah,
here
the
and everything.
Boats going by.
Boats going by. Trucks.
Maybe the rain. I noticed that. That's
raining. Trucks going by. Yeah. Boats going by.
Well done. Yeah. See, I didn't know you sang.
Yeah, that was terrific.
You're going to have to do that every time you're here now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy to.
Okay. All right, good. Max, you don't sing.
No.
Okay.
Sure. Sometimes you do.
Oh,
it
does he?
Depends how many pints are available.
Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up.
He's got to get a good share of pints in him first.
Yeah. Folks, we're here at Lizzie McNeil's tonight, Skinny and Hooley Show. It's just another gorgeous night by the river. Maybe a little rain, but it hasn't been too
it's
bad.
It's like we're in Paris, Hooley. On
yeah. Or like we're in Ireland.
Right.
Know? It's a
right.
soft
it's
day.
Beautiful down here.
It's a very soft day. I'm looking to get another Guinness, though. But, well. I guess we don't. Nobody can hear me say that. If you're at home, imagine it's out here by the river.
Call us at McNeil's and tell them to bring a Guinness to Hooley right now.
Yeah. Okay, so she's wiping off her fiddle, make sure it doesn't get wet. How about one more tune?
Yeah, we'll do
every Thursday night, you can catch these guys at the Galway Arms over on Clark Street, just off of Fullerton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have a beautiful outdoor garden as well.
They do. The patio's open. It's really nice this time of year.
But you don't
do
the session out there.
No, the patio's inside by the bar. So the patio, sorry, the session's inside
by
the
bar. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Words are hard.
Yeah. But it is a great spot. Okay, what are you going to do?
Yeah, we'll finish with a blast of reels. These are made famous by one of my favorite pipers, Liam O'Flynn. The first one's called The Lady on the Island. The second one's called The Gatehouse Maid. And the last one's called The Virginia Reel.
Oh, well, everybody knows that one. Max Dunn
and Rachel
Gribben.
Set of reels. fabulous.
That was the fabulous. Virginia reel was that last great. One, huh?
Terrific.
Max Dunn, Rachel Gribben. So glad to have them back on the show.
Rachel, you know Katie Grannon?
I do, yeah.
And Katie comes with us.
She goes to Ireland with us.
Nice.
She's the entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because you know being there, you go into these pubs and stuff and you say, hey, go up and we've got someone that would like to play with you. And, if we don't want you know.
Oh, they give you the stink eye when you say
she
that.
Yank and once she gets up on the stage, it's like the party's over. They're like, holy cow. I mean, she is so nice.
She's incredibly talented.
She really is, and a really, really nice kid. And
she's rocking right now with Gaelic Storm.
Her mother and father came with us
last year
with Katie.
Her mom and dad came.
We had a great time, great time. But you remind me of her on that fiddle. You're very, very good.
Well, thank you.
Very good. So
lovely compliment.
So check out Max and Rachel any Thursday night over at the Galway Arms, but particularly for the next 3 weeks when Max will be there.
Right.
So we're going to take a little break. Will you guys come back at the end of the show and play
sure.
us out?
You guys are terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stick around on the Skinny and Hooli Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends. My feet
may on September 15th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago, join Nathan Carter, his band, and special guest Chloe Agnew for a show-stopping program of old country favorites, pop standards, and Irish folk songs. Fans of Daniel O'Donnell and Michael Bublé will fall for Nathan's Irish charm. Tickets from $40 at nathancarter.ca.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooli.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooli Show.
We got our old friend Cyril Regan here with us
tonight. From Irish Immigrant Support. Yes. Also, before we get to
that story. Everything Irish in Chicago.
Cyril is also one of the main characters in my book, Nothing's on the Square.
Yes.
And he's quite a charismatic character. Let me just give a look. This is from the press release about the book. Take a peek at the bare-knuckled backroom brinksmanship and backstabbing brew that propels these lads and company along the Chicago campaign trail, from empty candidate forums to boisterous corned beef bashes to the full Monty of both of Chicago's St. Patrick's Day parades. Setting the scene with daily murder and mayhem stems, stats from the bloody streets of the ghetto, Houlihan, that's me, peels off the days of the calendar to expose history in the making. An upstart candidate, Jesus Chuy Garcia, clashes with millionaire mayor Rahm Emanuel, the evil incumbent burning through money to protect his keister and toss opponents in front of the bus. Like sausage in politics, it ain't pretty, but this diary exposes the warts and all of a seldom-seen world of local ward healers in hand-to-hand combat in the trenches, with all the macabre humor and sensational characters that will forever define Chicago politics. And one of those sensational characters is Mr. Cyril.
But Hooli, before you do that,
he's from Roscommon.
Wait. Before you do that, tell him what the name of the book is.
Nothing's on the Square.
And what is it about?
It's about the mayoral campaign of 2015.
And you helped out Chuy Garcia.
Okay, and Cyril and I worked
together.
Together.
And they thought he was Chuy Garcia at Operation Push.
They did. That's a great story.
Outside one Sunday morning.
Get up on the mic.
Yeah, one Sunday morning over in the over in Reverend Jackson's church. Yeah, the thought that I was
right
Chuy
on the
Garcia.
Mic.
Yeah, the thought I was Chuy Garcia. But in any event,
another white guy with a mustache.
Sure, leaving all that aside, we're here on a more serious note tonight.
Yes.
Anyway,
we have our old friend.
Yeah, our friend Vera Kelly. We're having a fundraiser for
God
her.
God bless Vera. What and, a talented actress too.
Yes.
And sure. Just an absolute sweetheart.
Yes.
For anybody who's met her, they know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But unfortunately, she came down with a type of blood cancer. It's called MDS. And Vera's from Ballinlea, Mayo. And she's out here for about 20 years, 25 years. And she does a lot of acting and stuff. She acts out in Gaelic Park with the Gaelic players. And she was with the shifters at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Yeah.
A few times. So she got a transplant from her brother, Martin, in February of 2017.
Does he live in Chicago, too?
No, he came from Ireland.
Yeah.
She got it in February 2017, and she's recuperating since.
Oh.
So she's coming on leaps and bounds, but unfortunately, she's in a wheelchair bound right now.
Oh.
And she's in rehab. So we're having this fundraiser on October the 1st for her, and it's the one of many events that we're having. Not many events. We're having a horse race. It's going to be in the Blackthorn Pub. And we're having a quiz night.
The Blackthorn Pub on 111th Street?
On 111th Street, yeah.
Okay.
And then we're having...
You're having this thing, though, October 1st at Gaelic
yeah,
Park.
We're having
that's
this
the big one, right?
That's the big one, yep. And then there's going to be a horse race on August the 25th.
Oh, that's coming up, yeah.
At the Blackthorn Pub. And the quiz night is going to be at Gaelic Park on November the 10th. And a traditional card game, a 25-card game, is going to be on the 12th of November.
Okay,
so that's all organized for Vera.
Let's get out
Kelly.
There and help Vera.
The big thing is, of course, the benefit night on the first.
She needs help right now.
Oh, absolutely.
She's a wonderful lady, and everybody knows her.
And we have a website up and running and the whole lot for her. It's called Victory for Vera Fund.
I like
care
that.
Of
Victory for
State
Vera.
Bank of Countryside. You can mail donations out there.
Sure, that's Tom Boyle's bank.
Yeah, 15980. Great job, yeah.
15980 South Parker Road in Homer Glen. Attention, Mary McNally. And the email address is, if you want to donate on there as well, it brings you onto a donation. It's called victoryforverafund@gmail.com. So that's...
What's the website?
Time.
Victory for Vera?
victoryforverafund@gmail.com.
So people can go there and donate.
Yeah, they can bring it. Yes, it brings you to a donation slot in there, and you can donate there.
And if you don't have any money, say a prayer for Vera because she is a darling.
Yeah, well, absolutely,
And
the committee, there's a committee meeting on Tuesday night. It's going to be on the north side. And I'm just looking through my notes here. It's going to be in the Thatch at 7:30.
The Thatch?
Yep, 5707 North Milwaukee Avenue. And all the committee members are asked to attend this. And whoever wants to come as well.
If someone wants to come and help out.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Say, so come to the Thatch on
one
night.
Vera was such
it's
a great... It's
going to be on Tuesday night at 7:30.
And she still is such a great actress. But you forget how many lives she touched with her performances.
Yes.
I mean, she's dynamite. Really.
Sure.
And I've been around the block. I know good actresses. Vera's the best. Yeah.
There you go, Hooli.
I haven't been around the block, but I know good actors. She's really
You've
good.
You've been under the block.
Okay.
All right, hey, now I want to hear from Roscommon.
That's right.
Skinny and I are taking 40 people to...
Kilronan Castle.
Yeah, we're going to Kilronan Castle.
It's a beautiful castle, actually. I brought my mother out to dinner there in November when I was at...
Oh, did you?
Did you really?
We're spending the night there, so...
It's there. It's like 4 miles outside Boyle.
Okay.
4 miles north of Boyle.
We're going from Knock to Kilronan Castle. Are they close? Close by, I hope.
Oh, so you're doing the pilgrimage first?
Yes, yeah. We're going to say our prayers first. And then
you're going to be doing a lot of praying.
Everybody told us to pray before we go to Roscommon.
I guess that's Cyril's home.
Oh, God, yep. Yep.
No, you do a lot.
Kind of in the center of the country, isn't it?
It is the heart of the country, yeah.
There you go.
Yep, yep.
Cyril's very involved in the community here. He runs Irish Immigrant Support. He's very involved in politics. He's an undertaker. He has several different... He has Regan Heating and Cooling. And
he does everything.
And I just want to remind him, you know, we do have room for more sponsors on the show.
He's like...
Thanks, Michael.
He's like Sherwin-Williams. He covers it all.
Yeah.
Covers it all, yep.
You know what?
Yep.
We could do some great... Well, we're aligned with Sheehy. Otherwise, we'd be happy to do some commercials for your funeral.
Yeah.
Okay.
But... Anyways, maybe. Cyril, this is great that you're doing
one more
this.
Time.
Give it one more time.
The website and all that stuff for Vera Kelly. We love it.
Sure, you can donate online, www.ucaring.com, Victory for Vera Fund. And, of course, you can call Barney Farley. He's the...
Oh, Barney's the best. I bet he and Vera shared a stage many times.
We've had Barney on here many times.
Sure. He gives his regards to you guys tonight. He can't be here. In any event, his number is 630-774-1204. And my number is in there as well. It's 312-617-4396.
Oh, we got your number all right, Bill.
Yeah, you got my number a long time ago, huh? So it's Victor for Vera Fund. And thank you very much for having me on here.
Oh, absolutely.
Cyril, thank you. Thank you for everything you do for the Irish community. Yeah. Yeah. I mean that sincerely. It's great.
Thanks, Skinny.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Cyril. God bless you.
Yes.
And give our best to Vera.
And Barney.
Now, Skinny, and Barney, you know what? I was wondering if, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great saloons and see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooli, who died?"
Hey, Hooli, really, really quick. Before
we got a lot of deaths, so we have to kind of whip through.
Oh, we're going to go very quickly. But Tom Kleist died. He was from...
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, and he was from... Christ the King, 6 kids, 55 years old, terrific,
wow.
Terrific guy. Just a terrific guy. I went to the wake. It was very, very sad. The kids are all there, and but he was a sheriff, worked in the sheriff's office. Great, great guy. He got very sick and died very quickly. So say a prayer for Tom Kleist and his family. And also, Hooli, James Mitchell, 75, from Prosperous, County Kildare.
That's where I'd like to live.
Beloved husband, 52 years of Tabrita Foley, devoted father Michelle, Anita, and the late Aaron. And he also had 17 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
And like I said, he was from County Kildare. And Hooli, where do you think he was waked?
At Sheehy's, where all the right people go.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was from Our Lady of Ridge. And he asked for donations to Misericordia. So
God bless him.
Jim Mitchell will be missed.
A skinny Nellie O'Driscoll of Venice, Florida, formerly of Edison Park. She's born in Tournefula County, Limerick, Ireland. God rest her soul, Nellie O'Driscoll. John J. Lynch, didn't you know him, Skinny? He was 84. He's born in Cloghane, County Kerry, Ireland.
I did know him.
Beloved husband of Margaret Lynch for over 58 years. God rest his soul, John J. Lynch.
And Pat Hickey died.
Oh, not the Pat. Not well. There's probably millions
but
of Pat Hickeys.
Patrick Hickey from Castle Island, Ireland. Beloved husband of Marianne Murray, 50 years. Father of Thomas and Mary. Proud grandfather. But Thomas is married to my friend Gene Hickey.
How many Hickeys are from Castle Island? I bet the whole
like
town.
7,000.
Yeah,
and I know you're going to be shocked by this, but Hooli, he worked for $3.99.
Oh, gee, did he?
And he's going to be missed by his horse racing friends and all his pals at McDonald's. They used to meet. Member of the Kerryman Association, the Shamrock Club in Palm Beach. And he was buried out of St. Paul of the Cross. So say a prayer for Pat Hickey. Great
God
guy.
Rest his soul,
and
Pat
our
Hickey.
Condolences go out to his whole family. And I do want to say that Jean Hickey, who's married to Thomas, great, great lady.
Skinny Seamus McHugh, 72, loving father of Jean and John. He was born in Raharney, County Westmeath, Ireland. He's an Army Airborne Vietnam veteran, Local 54, Carpenters Union, and Knights of Columbus. God rest his soul, Seamus Key, Seamus.
Josephine that? Sullivan passed away,
okay.
Hooley.
Yeah.
She was also 86 years old, and she was from Glynn in County Limerick. That's where my father's from, and beloved wife of the late Daniel, mother of Joan, Daniel, Mary, and John. A number of grandchildren. She was buried out of St. Linus Church, and she will be missed. 86 years old, Josephine Sullivan.
God rest her soul.
Maiden name Reedy, Josephine Reedy Sullivan. So say a prayer for her.
Thomas Looney, not Tom Looney from the Abbey.
Oh.
Lieutenant, Chicago Fire Department, retired, age 89, U.S. Army, Korean War vet, Purple Heart recipient.
Oh, St. Cassian's.
Proud son of the late John Looney of Milltown, Melbay, County Clare, and Della Looney. God rest his soul.
I know.
You know him?
Yeah, he's from St. Cassian's. He was
had a great run. He was 89. God rest his soul. Also, Matthew Durkin, 47. That's Liam Durkin's uncle who was on our show last week.
Yeah, I got a call about that.
And of course, he was the brother of Mick Durkin, who is Liam's father. And
yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, God
rest his soul. We just had Liam on last week.
I know
his father was there.
He was in a motorcycle accident in 2015, and he never recovered.
He never really recovered. So say a prayer for all these people. Yeah.
Wait, there's one more.
Oh, there's one more.
This is my favorite. Peter O'Rourke of Glencoe, father of 8, stepfather of 10.
18 children.
Grandfather of 44 and great-grandfather of 4, age 90. He died of exhaustion. I love that. He died of exhaustion. It does too right here. He was born in the Bronx to Irish immigrants Rose Jennings and Michael Dennis O'Rourke of County Leitrim, Ireland. You could just go back and read his obit. What an incredible man. He had 8 kids, and he met a woman who had 10 kids, and he married her. Wow. They were married 30-plus years. So God rest his soul.
Kids.
Peter O'Rourke, you know, that's how you want to die, of exhaustion after having 18 kids. Okay.
That is terrific.
Let's close up the crypt.
Yeah, close it up, Hooley.
We're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
We'll
be right back after these messages from our friends.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
On September 15th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago, join Nathan Carter, his band, and special guest Chloe Agnew for a show-stopping program of old country favorites, pop standards, and Irish folk songs. Fans of Daniel O'Donnell and Michael Bublé will fall for Nathan's Irish charm. Tickets from $40 at nathancarter.ca.
We're going dancing tonight. Won't you come along? We're staying out late till the sun comes up, singing those good old songs. Gonna have a real good time, you know we can't go wrong. Welcome to the weekend, let's party all night long. It's been a long week, I've been working overtime, making some money. Well, I've got to make this weekend mine. I got some bills to pay, but they're gonna have to wait. So come on down, it's time to celebrate. We're going dancing tonight, won't you come along? We're staying out late till the sun comes up, singing those good old songs. Gonna have a real good time, you know we can't go wrong. Welcome to the weekend, let's party all night long. The crowd is jumping, party's going strong, the music's pumping. Well, I could dance all night long. What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? Baby, how about a little kiss? We're having a party tonight, dancing all night long. We're staying out late till the sun comes up, singing those good old songs. Having a real good time, the weekend, let's party all night long. We're having a party tonight, dancing all night long. We're staying out late till the sun comes up, singing those good old songs. We're having a real good time, so glad you came along. Welcome to the weekend, let's party all night long. I said welcome to the weekend, party all night long.
And we're back. back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're very fortunate to have Skinny.
Wait, wait a second. Cyril Reagan, what a great guy.
Oh, he's the best. He cracks me up.
He does a great job, and he's always
he's quite the entrepreneur,
somebody.
Too.
Yeah.
Just waiting for him to become a sponsor with one of his many businesses.
Hey, you know, Hooley, I was really blessed this summer. I had 9 interns that worked for me.
Wow.
And we also
was that because they kept quitting?
Yes. No. And we had another young lady that joined our staff. We got 2 of them here tonight.
Yeah.
So we wanted to welcome them, Emma and Hannah.
Get right up on the mic,
you got to get right next
welcome
to the mic.
Welcome to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Thank you.
Hello.
We are happy to be here.
So, Hannah, tell us about yourself.
Okay. So I just graduated from St. Mary's College, Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah. Okay. It's a sister school of Notre Dame University.
Oh, here. St. Mary's, sure.
Yeah. So, and my major was communication studies, and I had a minor in PR advertising. But now I joined the board of Special Olympics Chicago, and I couldn't be more excited with the board of Special Olympics Chicago.
Oh, you're on the board? Good for you.
Yep, we're working with everyone here. Skinny's been a good mentor so far. Enjoy working with him. Gives me a lot of laughs.
Oh, good.
And he's someone to look up to.
But Hannah does a great job for us. She's really, really good. Hannah has been very busy in the office since she got here, but she's a St. Mary's girl. Her sister just got married last weekend, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Are you a bridesmaid?
Yes, I was a maid of honor.
Oh, good for you.
Yep.
And she's working with Joe Nagel, our new CEO for Special Olympics. Yeah. And Joe's daughter, he's in Ireland. No, he's going to Ireland next week.
Okay.
For 3 weeks, and he goes with his wife and his daughters, Nora and Bridget. So we're indoctrinating Hannah to all the Irish stuff.
And what about Emma?
Emma, tell us about yourself. Get up on the microphone, Emma.
Hello. So I'm going to be a senior at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
Oh, our friend Katie got her MFA there.
I know. I haven't found her yet.
Oh, okay.
Skinny told me to look for her.
She's on tour now. Yeah. Right.
And I'm a double major in civil and environmental engineering and engineering and public policy.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
She's not from the neighborhood, Holy. Okay.
And I'm on the women's golf team up there. So
are you really? Yeah.
That's why Skinny likes me, I think, because of golf.
Yeah. No, but she's very, very good. And how was your experience in Chicago this year?
With you?
With everything, yeah.
I mean, it was good.
Shocking.
We got your catchphrase down, so we got
what
that
is that? Yeah. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah.
What the frick over?
What the frick over?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was great. I had a really great time. It was really nice to get out of a cubicle and engineering world and actually do something.
So are you going back to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I have one more year.
So. Oh, so when are you going back?
The 20th.
20th of August.
Yeah, Skinny's trying to keep me around, though, so we'll see how that works out.
I found a guy earlier today that went to Carnegie. I tried to fix her up with him, you know, and he
graduated.
He graduated in 1955.
The guy was like 4'5", so it didn't really work out good.
It's hard when I'm tall.
I'm only kidding, but... So we just want to thank you guys for everything you did for all the kids in Chicago. And Hannah's going to be sticking around, Hooley. She's going to work with us full time.
Oh, that's terrific.
She's terrific. Nice. And now we're going to bring on a couple other young ladies. And while we're doing that, Hooley, it's a beautiful night down here.
It is a gorgeous night.
Gorgeous night. And
while we're doing that, let me remind everybody, you know, there's still a few seats, believe it or not, left to go to Ireland with Skinny and Hooley October 19th to the 26th. Get in touch with Sarah O'Malley. Go to our thing on Facebook. What the heck I got? Oh, Diplomat Travel. Just look up Diplomat Travel. Sarah O'Malley. We're going to Galway. We're going to the Aran Islands. We're going to Westport. We're going to Achill Island. We're going to Roscommon.
Yeah, we just had Cyril here.
We're
in
the Kilronan Hotel. Get in touch with Sarah O'Malley at 773-527-0123. If you want to join us, just a couple of seats left. And, boy, do we have a cast of characters. So we'd love to have you join us.
And now we're joined by 2 more people.
Julia and Natalie.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Got to get right up in the microphone, ladies.
I'm making out with this microphone, so I don't think I can get any
That's
closer.
What it's all about. Make love to it, kid.
Can I come on your trip to Ireland? I hear about it all the time, but you never let me come.
No, you're not coming on the trip.
I'm too young. It's not appropriate enough.
Your young eyes would not be able to handle it.
No, Julia was the host on our show.
That is right.
And we had fun, didn't we, Julia?
That was a lot of fun.
Hooley boycotted tonight, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I was so nervous.
Yes.
But it was fine.
Were you on here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know. I remember we interviewed Susanna Mendoza and then a bunch of kids from Ireland.
Yes. There was a group from Ireland, yeah, that were in, and we talked to them, and we had a great time. And we also have Natalie here. Natalie.
That's right.
Get right up from Natalie.
I'm from southwest suburbs, Mokena.
Oh, yeah. That's
you ever heard of it?
Sure, of course I
know.
Have.
Usually no one knows what that is.
I had a raccoon in my house once.
Yeah.
And I had to have the guys come from Mokena.
Yeah, probably that sounds about right.
They did.
Yeah.
Seriously,
did
yeah.
Did they get them out?
Yes, they did. They
all
drove.
Right, they did their
they charged me $300.
a raccoon.
It was a mother raccoon and the family.
Baby. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was a Thanksgiving you had a raccoon, right?
Yeah, it was a long, many years ago, but I'll never forget. They said, we're going back to Mokena. They probably released it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good place for it. Yeah.
So, Natalie, tell us where you went to school.
Yeah, so I went to University of Missouri, Mizzou, and just graduated, and I'm in the real world.
Was that in St. Where's the Mizzou?
Columbia, Missouri. It's about an hour and a half west of St. Louis.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So it's a nice place.
So we had 9 interns, so we're going to keep Natalie.
Yep.
She's going to work full time for us now.
I'm excited.
She's going to work on that new radio program.
That's right.
But we don't want to tell anybody about that yet.
Yeah, we got to
keep that a secret. You know,
it's going to be exciting, but Natalie's going to be the producer.
That's right.
All right, we got to take a break.
We got to take a break here.
You guys did a great job this summer,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Hannah.
Thank you so much for letting me be on the show.
Yes,
and we also want to say hello to the two Gabbies.
Oh yeah.
To Kevin,
TC, Will.
TC, Will.
Little shout out, Irma.
And Jennifer. She's not here anymore, but I'm sure she's listening.
Shout out to
all the ladies.
The Julia's Jammers.
Julia's
Jammers. Okay, we'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooli Show after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're having a blast here. Hey,
here's
Bill Gaynor is here.
Jerry Gaynor. Walking by.
Everybody's here tonight at Lizzie McNeil's.
Hey,
you know what? We
want
to thank Nathan Carter. Nathan Carter is coming to the Copernicus Center September 15th. He's a great Irish lad, plays the accordion and sings, and he's just terrific. So he's going to be with us for the next 6 weeks. Nathan Carter, keep your eyes out for this young man. September 15th at the Copernicus Center. He's going to rock the joint. And speaking of rocking the joint, we got Max and Rachel coming back for one more tune. You can catch them every Thursday night for the next 3 weeks anyway, and then after that, Rachel will be there every Thursday night over at Galway Arms on Clark Street.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
you're both
so
terrific.
Great having you back. Yeah. And to hear you sing, Rachel.
That was really good.
Yeah, you got to do that every time you come back.
Really glad we peer pressured into that.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was very good.
All right, what about a final tune?
Yeah, I'll play a quick air called The May Morning Dew, and then we'll let Rachel lead us into some a reel, and I'll try to follow.
Very good.
All right. The May Morning Dew.
Good.
We will see you later. Bye.
next time for the Skinny and Hooli Show.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.